lost myself that night. I threw it all away. Those are the things I've hated. Then I went and caved, and I'm a mess right now. My heart is in two places, half is back at home. The air is off and racing. I've been running and running and running and running away.
I threw it all away, overcome by these words, but it was far too late. I feel the burden now, it's weighing down my soul, and I can't catch my breath, 'cause these demons follow.
I've been running and running and running and running away. I know they'll catch me. Running and running and running to opposite ways. Catch me now, me now.
I can't let my past drag me down,
me down. I can't let my past catch me now, me now.
I can't let my past drag me down,
me down.
Good people, welcome to the Black Sheep FM with the Black Sheep to be. Place on a Vataga hits candy candy each and every day. And let me tell you something, I'm going to take this podcast as a one take. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm not going even to like correct it, because I want this to be the realest, one of the realest talks I'm going to have with you guys. But I've missed you guys so much. It's been a minute since I connected. First of all, let me apologize for the audio quality. I'm somewhere in the middle of Kericho. Yeah. Please plan you can dani. So yeah. But please bear. I'm so far away from my recording equipment. But I still want to talk to you guys. It's been long. It's been a minute since I got to sit down and record a podcast and feel so happy and feel alive talking when I'm talking, you know. And yes. It's fucked up. For people who've been relating with me physically for the past, okay, not physically, okay, like if you related with me for the past, like, I think 4 or 5 months, probably a year, you've noticed that I have been changing. I used to be this, let me take you back, yes. Yeah, the people who knew TB from back then, not this guy as a person who's way out, you know, an extrovert, a person who's always full of life, a person who's always has jokes, you know, I just want to laugh all the time. People usually joke about that. I'm always laughing. I'm a person who always wants to try new stuff, make new friends, have new experiences, do the worst, you know, crazy stuff. Okay, because I like living life. You know, I have this stuff I live by, like, say you're going to live today, I like it as your last, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I would definitely want to go down as the person who experienced the most while he was alive. And yes, that was TV for you guys. I remember I used to act funny clips. It's actually funny. I was telling my friends the other day, I walked into some place and a person just randomly shows me a clip that I made when I was in my first year back in 2017, and I was, you know, excited that somebody, you know, could find it funny in a place where I don't know a lot of people. I'm new to this place, so, you know, I don't expect anybody to know, but if a person can recognize me from the videos, that was really nice. Hey, big shout out to myself for being nice, for being lit, and for being funny. Yes. I used to act these funny videos for a while, and they were growing, and I feel like probably if I kept on doing it, I would be some flaco shit up there, you know. But that's life. I also used to sing. I used to sing for my friends. Wait, so before I recorded this podcast, I was actually doing dishes. Yes, I do dishes. And I decided to sing a song I wrote from way back. And I think that is one of the things that has led me to come and talk to you. Yes, true, I have been meaning to come and talk to you guys. And, you know, at least get the... build up some courage to come and talk to you guys about some personal stuff that I've been dealing with. You know, if you are a person in a circle of friends who, when you're the strongest person, everybody knows there, you know, you're that pillar that holds your friends together, that pillar that keeps everybody in position when everybody feels like, life is going to be... is hard, life is tough, life is shitty, you're the person they turn to because, you know, you're always there. I was told that that's a problem with sanguines and phlegmatics, yes. But I was always that person. I still believe I am that person. I am a very good listener. I am a very good advisor to some point. Yes, I do make the worst decisions, but give the best advice. And, In all the circles that I'm going to make, all these periods, I've been that person to my friends. And got to a point when I needed help. And, you know, coming out of that shell to confess to your friends, people who believe that, hey, you know, TB, nothing can ever break down TB. Nothing can ever bring this guy down and tell them, yo, you know what, I'm in this space, this point, and I really need help. And that was hard. So a few months ago, actually, I started being different. I noticed I was being different. I noticed I was changing. And initially, it was like, you know, probably this COVID shit because I was all alone at home. And apart from online classes, I didn't have any other constructive thing to do, well, apart from also running errands for my parents. So most of the time, I was always indoors doing nothing. And I had told myself I wanted to put that time to good use, take myself into some creative space and, you know, do the most, write music, write articles, record podcasts, you know. Yeah, like I was so serious to the point of I told my mom to buy me a mic, and she did. Thank you, mom. I really appreciate that stuff so much. So, but I came to realize that that was just a way of me trying to avoid the real issues, and something was wrong with me, and something was really wrong with me. And I couldn't talk about it with anyone or talk about it to anyone, you see. So, slowly by slowly, the things, you know, being crumpled up in all this loneliness at home, alone, you know, I think these issues were building up. And the fact that I was not addressing them was really making me feel shitty, feel weird. Because I remember the moments I could wake up in the morning and I don't want to do anything. There's also times I couldn't even sleep in my room anymore. Because I remember I slept on the living room seat for like 3 months, and I got pneumonia. Man, yeah, because every time I got into my room, I could be traumatized, you see. And these were issues that I wasn't dealing with because I don't want to share or talk to someone about it because I felt like, one, nobody would understand. And I apologize because every story I'm going to say right now will be jumbled up, probably not making sense, but I hope it does make sense in the end. And, you know, you guys probably get to understand the far I have come to where I am today, like sitting down and talking to you guys, Leo. So, the first thing that I don't really know how to put this. I when somebody pisses me off, I'm usually very silent, but I think I have a limit, and when it gets to that limit, I just break. You see, yeah, I have a very bad temper, but I'm less provoked. I'm a really cool guy. So the times I could feel lonely, I just say that. And you know, what do you do when you feel like you're lonely? You want to talk to a friend. You want to talk to your friends. You want to talk to your people you consider family, you see. And yes, I'll be honest. Me, I called all my friends. I called, texted, hit up all my friends. And you see, I gave them an opportunity to reach out. Here, you guys, each and every one of you. At one point last year, I hit you up, you know. Some people I sent you guys articles relating to what I was going through, and well, it's okay, I understand. Some people, they couldn't read the signs, and people couldn't see that, you know, this guy was going through something, or this guy was not okay, and he needed a friend. But I remember one day I hit up my childhood friends, what, one by one, and I was like, you know, you guys, can we link up? Can you guys please come over for lunch at home? And they all committed to come. Because I remember your time, we had a curfew at 7. So I was like, you know, I'm pretty sure my friends will come. Mapema, since, you know, they're guys. And I couldn't have teaser ship. You know, they have to get home by what. Yeah. So I waited. Actually waited, and I prepared some stuff for them, and we got to 7 and nobody had communicated. And I remember one of them just texted at 8 and was like, I got from work late and something came up and blah blah blah. And that Ilian Daivo, so I thought, you know, maybe I should give these people a chance again. So I hit them up sometime later and I was like, yo bro, I'm solo, can you guys come over? Mind you, I was texting these people individually. They know each other, and yeah, none of them ever came out. Well, that goes, it's the same for my female friends, you know. I have countlessly hit them up, both friends, like both genders, you know. Yeah, just easy, all this shit about feminism and stuff. Gotta be careful. But anyway, none of my friends stand up with them. Yeah, I'm not gonna cut it up and say like blah blah blah, people are busy with their life. I understand that, but you know, for me, I felt like that was a really let down. And I know it's not good to shift blame to other people for your shit, but I feel like if any of you guys reached out to me at that particular point, I'll probably be at a different space right now. Maybe the things wouldn't have escalated to where they were or where they are right now. But it's okay. We understand. You know, people can be busy and stuff, and people have lives to live. Yeah. So the first thing I felt like is my friends are letting me down. Because I'm a person, if I'm free and you ever call me for whatever reason, and you need me to show up, me, I'll just pull up. Well, unless I'm held up, which I will explain and try to make up, I will always be there for my friends. I think I have really tried to be there for my friends since I was a kid. And yeah, and I'll be honest, most of the times, my friends have let me down like bad kind of let me down. And I think I grew up to understand that you cannot really put trust on people who are not family. And yes, so that brings me back to family. I understand I'm a last born, and I'm, you know, people expect last borns to be pampered and stuff, but I think like I was just left to grow up. Yes, I was just left to grow up alone and, you know, go ye into the world and preach. Jesus nurtured the disciples, and I was like, you know, go out to the world and preach. The way huku inalaliaga ikishaona se wamedia kutembea, you know, like just go fucking fend for yourself. So I feel like contrary to what many people believe, I was just let like to go and grow for myself. So anyways, these issues plus other issues I was dealing with, which I'll probably say in the next part of this podcast, really took a toll on my mental health, took a toll on my physical health, because, you know, I don't know how these things are related, but my life completely changed. I didn't want to do all the things I love to do anymore. I don't want to associate with anybody anymore. I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to pick calls. And I know up until now, people usually complain like, oh, I've been calling you and you've been stopping me. You don't want to answer me. You know, I've been calling. You don't want to answer me. You know, the stuff. And yeah, was it. But I think I changed. And I changed. Let's say it has been, and I hope it changes, but is my survival mechanism. I don't want to let people in anymore, because I feel like every person I've tried to like give space into my circle has been fucking me up, has been letting me down, has been, you know, doing things I didn't expect from these people. You see, there are people we make as friends, and, you know, there's this bullshit mantra that, you know, man is an island and we need people to survive. You cannot do this on your own. And but that generation is fucked up. And me, I'm going to give this advice for free. If you can do it alone, maze, just do it alone. Don't depend on people, because people are always going to fuck you up. May have been fucked up by the closest of friends, and that shit hurts me to this day. Yes, I've been betrayed by the closest of my friends a lot of times, and that shit hurts to this moment. As I'm talking, I have a mental picture of all of you guys and all the shit that you've done. You guys, maze. Fuck you guys, but I still love you guys. But fuck you guys, you know. So yes, so there's COVID, which is eating me up really bad. There's all these thoughts up in my head, and there's all these things that I'm going through, you know. There's me, single nigga, yeah. Trying to deal with all this bullshit alone. And I cannot talk to anybody, and I think trust you me, got to a point when I thought I was losing it. And this is how I started noticing I was going crazy. So I have a routine. Now I'll always sleep by 10, unless we've been having a conversation that needs to continue. Me, I don't reply to new texts by 10, after 10. That is my time, my own time to just think before I sleep. I'll wake up at 3 every day just to think about my day, what I'm going to do, what I want to do, things that I didn't achieve from yesterday. Probably think about what pissed me off and I want to avoid it, you know. That is me. Then go back to sleep by 5 and wake up at 6, prepare for the day. So I noticed my routine was changing. I couldn't sleep anymore. I could binge watch, you know, usiku mzima. Getting to 6, now you just want to take myself to sleep, sleep at 6, I'm being woken up at 6:30, you need to do this and this. So yeah, then I can't sleep in Mchana now. So my routine was changing. I was having panic attacks when I was alone. I was having anxiety attacks. I still do. And I was like, you know, something is definitely wrong, but I didn't take it seriously. Yeah. So when I couldn't sleep for like a week, I was like, you know, maybe I need to try and make myself to sleep. So I'd sometimes drink just a little bit so that I'm exhausted for me to sleep. Every time I would have an anxiety attack, you know, I'd look for something to make me exhausted and sleep. Yes, and that was my way of surviving. Because again, I couldn't talk to anybody because, hey, ma, me no trust nobody. Yeah. But I could notice something was wrong, but I didn't want to address it. So one night, I'm trying to sleep. I sleep. Then I start noticing, I've been having nightmares. If I'm a person who never dreams, and I was like, every time I'm dreaming, it's very awkward. So this time I'm having these weird bad dreams, and I'm nashtuka usiku. So one day I wake up at night, and I'm so paranoid, I'm so tensed, I'm scared actually. I get out of my house, I go outside, and I'm looking right back into my house. And I was screaming, this is not my house. And I think that is the moment I noticed that everything was not okay. See, yeah, everything was not okay. And truth be told, I've fast forwarded the story to this, yeah. I said, if you want to get the nitty gritty of everything that has been happening, I think I'd be ready to talk about it in the next podcast. But I hope by the time I'm done talking, you can, you know, get a slight background of probably what has been going on and try to understand the things that have been going on. So I decided to go see someone. I decided to go see a therapist, and I went. Well, I remember the first day I am there, so they asked me, how is school? Finally, my grades haven't changed. I'm still there. That is, I really appreciate. So they ask, how is school? And I'm like, school is okay. How are you relating with people in school? That's changed. Because this semester, I don't want to talk to people. I just come to school, go to class, probably say hi to some, like, 1, 2, 3 persons, then go back to the house. Probably listen to music on the road. I don't want to associate with people. I was, what? Changing. So they have asked me all these questions, probably trying to understand the background. So they are like, hey, do you take weed? I don't take weed. So yeah, you take alcohol sometimes. Why? Oh, when, you know, I feel like I'm not okay because I cannot talk to anybody. Sorry. So I remember there are three people there. There was a nurse, a therapist, and a doctor. So they were doing this collaborative health service, you know. And I thought that these you know, would be okay. I was very clear. I opened up young Yote to these people, telling them everything that I was going through. The first thing I was told is I was going through this thing because of my family. Nah. Like, hey, it's because you're a last born, so you're spoiled. That is why you're going through this bullshit, huh? And I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, like, what the actual fuck? I'm just coming here because I'm not okay, and expect you to at least empathize with me, guys, and not judge me. So the other person is like, it's because you don't go to church. If you were going to church, you'd be okay. If if you're participating in church stuff, you'd be okay. People who go to church don't go through this stuff. Because Satan is in your head and bullshit and bullshit and bullshit and fuck that shit. So the third person says, like, you know, many people go through this shit, but you need to start on medications because you're not stable. I said no, because I know how these medications fuck up people. And I left that place. That therapy session was actually, we knew each other from, I was very uncomfortable being in that place. I left that place. I was like, I don't know how these things work. It's my first time. But this shit is crazy, my. If these are going to be handled, maybe that's how people get well. So I resolved to come back the next week. But again, at that point, I felt like opening up was really nice, because that was, I think, the first time I was talking to people about any of the shit I was going through. But at the same time, I felt like it was really bad, because I just made myself very vulnerable, very vulnerable to, you know, these people. And I remember in between the sessions, I could feel like, yo, I wasn't safe. But I wanted to get well. So I went back the second time, and it got worse. And the third time, and I wasn't getting any better. So they were like, you know, Palimefika, my guy, you guy, I need to put you on medications, because so he said I was bipolar, and I was having major depression and anxiety. So I was put on medications to deal with all those bullshit. Yes. Yeah, so they also needed to give me, they suggested that I also needed some meds to help me sleep. So I was also given some medications. First of all, I would like to thank these people for giving me the medications, because, you know, this semester I was doing pharmacology. So we've been going through antipsychotics, antidepressants, and all those bullshit. But the fact that I used to read that packet each and every morning when I would take the meds, and each and every night when I would take the meds, hey, nimeshika hizo stuff. So big shout out to you guys for making my pharmacology easier this semester. So yeah, first time I'm taking those drugs, I sleep really nice. But I'm so fucking high. I'm so super high. I couldn't do anything. I remember I was cooking. I couldn't cook anymore. So I stopped. The next day, I took the medications. I was eating my supper. Alafu, I sleep halfway through it. I wake up in the morning. I slept eating, you see. So, yeah, zikwazi nanipeleka fiti. But good news is I was sleeping. When I was going to school, I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm so super tired. I feel like I'm a zombie, maze, and I have to go through the lessons, sit through lectures, you know, how school is. Talk to people I don't want to talk to. I just want my space, and everybody's invading it, trying to be nice and stuff, and that was so irritating, maze. So I think I couldn't take it anymore. So yeah, I've been going through a lot of bullshit, Mazen. And I'll be honest, this is just the icing on the cake, Mazen. And I think I'm going to stop talking there. I hope by the time mefika kwa audio huku, you all can still hear me. Sijui kaili aribika, ili acha kongea or something. But if you hear, Mazen, I would like to say a big shout out to you. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for always listening to me. Thank you for the people who told me that I should go back to podcasting, tell me that they miss my stories, the people who want us to do some collabs. Big shout out to you guys. a very special shout out to Des. Yeah, wow. for always reminding me that I should go back to doing the things I love. So I really appreciate. Also a big fuck you to every person who's made my past two, 1 to 3 years fucked up. But I hate you guys. There are people I really passionately hate, and I wish I could tell you this to your face, but I know yourself, you guys. So fuck you guys. I'm so bitter. I'm so angry at you guys, because you guys have really fucked me up. Like, I never knew I would get to points where I did the things that I did. I never knew I'd get to points where I could go through the things I've gone through. I mean, these are things that I watch in movies and I listen to songs. these are things I read in books. These are not things I thought I would ever experience. And the fact that people around me, people I trusted, people I loved, people I cared about, you know, made me go through these things. I don't even fucking care if it was knowingly or unknowingly, but you guys, you're fucked up, Mazi. And I hate you passionately. Like, on a scale of hate, I usually say, I'd relate it to how I hate Saturn. And I think Saturn is a cool guy, actually, so it's worse. But anyway, yep, I'm here. It's almost 30 minutes into. I just wanted to talk for 30 minutes. Like, when you mean, and Rukibe, and I'm not getting paid to say this shit. But anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening to the Black Sheep FM, the Black Sheep TV. Hey, that felt nice. Yeah, man. And I hope you tune in to part two of, I don't know, whatever title I'm going to put this shit. Yep. So, yeah, man. Let me go prepare for assessment. Bye, and wish me luck.